it crazy, yes or no, that you can't let me go? Oh, oh.
Only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
82% of young drivers ages 16 to 24 have read a text message while driving. Everyone knows that texting and driving is dangerous, but many of us do it anyway. When you text and drive, you're not multitasking, you're driving blind. By taking your eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, you make the road less safe for you, your passengers, and other drivers. Stop the texts, stop the wrecks. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and WRUV FM Burlington, where DJs never text and drive.
You heard it here, folks. And first, don't text and drive. What is up, everybody? My name is Ivy. You're tuned in to Ivy on the Mountain. Hells yeah. Yeah, and this is 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. So exciting to be on air with you guys this week. Last week, couldn't quite pull myself together here, which is really a shame. But today we're coming in hot, and hopefully, just hopefully, we've got an entire show of vinyl coming on today, which might be a bit of a challenge. It might be a little rough. First time, you know how it goes. So we'll see, but I'm going to do my very best for you. And I'm super psyched again to be on air hanging out with you guys, chatting it up. So all good things. Happy Thursday. This is awesome. We've got Running Loaded with Mud Honey. Well, it is Mud Honey with Running Loaded. Enjoy.
Go!
So what if I told you guys that I am struggling to figure this out? It's actually harder than I anticipated, really. You know, switching back and forth and all. Trying to learn how to cue these songs up on the other side without getting them to play it on the board. So that is something I need to work on for sure. However, I haven't really, you know, I really was banking on this working. So I'm going to set this up. I'm going to set this up for you while I speak to you. And then it's going to be awesome. So that was Mudhoney. We had Running Loaded. So nobody do that. Nobody run loaded. Loaded. But we're going to kick it up with Murphy's Law. We've got Dedicated, the album. But the song is called Dysfunctional Family. I don't know. It's kind of funny, so I've been enjoying it. Once again, you guys, that was Murphy's Law, Dysfunctional Family. I do feel as though there was a curse in that one. Didn't realize that when I was putting that on up here. But nevertheless, we persist. It was still pretty fun. This vinyl is like blue and clear, which I enjoy. I enjoy. And you know, the funny thing is that I listened to all of these before coming in. And I guess I just zoned out and wasn't really paying attention. But what's new? I often find myself in that sort of position, really. But yeah. Yeah, no, that's really all I gotta say about that. We have, we've got Public Image LTD. I actually still don't know what that stands for. Maybe that's silly of me, but I don't. I feel like I should, but I know that I do not, which is kind of a shame. What are you going to do about it? But here we go. We've got FFF, Public Image Lieutenant. Enjoy. There we go, you guys. Still a bit shaky on my spinning skill, but that's okay, because I'm getting through it, and whatever. Whatever, you guys. Don't be saying nothing to me right now. Can't say nothing. Maybe you can. If you are a professional at WREV, please come help me. That would be nice. Nonetheless, that was A Sin Is Sung. That's a funny title. A Sin Is Sung by Psycho Tribe in crazy font of the vinyl. So there we go, Sin Is Sung. And of course, I feel so silly, you guys, because actually, as it turns out, it stands for limited. Thank you, Father, for texting me that. That is really embarrassing that I didn't know that. So, of course, we had FFF by Public Image Limited. I don't know. Does that mean something, though? I don't know. But I feel like I should have known that it was limited. Anyway, it's time for... It's 5:22 p.m., which is a time of day. It's Thursday. But got some news and weather for you at this time. Metal detectives unearth ancient dagger decorated with tiny stars, crescent moons, and geometric patterns. This happened on a beach in northern Poland. It's like buried treasure from the Bronze Age, which is pretty cool. I like a good star, a crescent moon on an artifact. What can I say? I feel like I could benefit from a dagger. You never know. I could keep one in my purse, and especially if it had stars and whatnot. But they thought that it happened. So it washed up on the beach after a storm. And yeah, they found it embedded in a layer of clay that had been dislodged from a nearby cliff face, perhaps dating to around 500 BCE. It's likely connected to the Hallstatt culture, the most significant Central European society during the Bronze Age. That's pretty cool. When is it my turn to find an embezzled... Is that the word? Embezzled? No, because embezzling is like like money stuff. What am I trying to say? You know, carved with nice things. I'm sorry, guys. I'm rambling right now. Pretty cool, though. Crescent moon stuff. Yes. Good news. There we go. And, of course, it's the weather time. It is currently 48 degrees Fahrenheit in Burlington, Vermont. But it feels like 43 degrees. There was a high of 49. Tonight, we're getting a low of 37. There's rain possible after 8 p.m., which is really unfortunate for me because it's gonna ruin my hair if I want to go out on a Thursday. So I'll get over it. I sure will. I just thought I should share that fact. Anyway, we've got a really weird song up next. It's by this band called Propaganda, off of the album called A Secret Wish. And it's called Jewel. So hopefully I can do a better job this time. Every time I do it, it's gonna get better, so nobody panic. Nobody panic, but enjoy Jewel by Propaganda. We'll be right back. There we go. There we go. That was Soldier's Requiem, Naked Gun. I actually had this one in my Naked Ray Gun. Sorry, guys. I had this one in my Spotify, and I found it back in the station. What's cool about these records is that, well, first of all, also, well, let me begin again. That was Soldier's Requiem by Naked Ray Gun, and of course, ahead of that, we had Propaganda with the Jewel, Cut Rough, in parentheses. Anyway, what's cool about this is that, and difficult, is that there's actually no way to really to find the records in the station. I mean, you can, but it's just so hard to find anything, and there's so much stuff, and so much of it hasn't even been digitized from when it was, you know, the digital age of music. So there's so many records back there that if I'm trying to find out what something sounds like, I just can't look it up because it just does not exist on the internet, which is totally cool. That's not even where I was trying to go with that statement. What I was trying to say at first was that it's like impossible to find any record that you're actually looking for. There, it's really just like luck of the draw if you're gonna find the one that you want. So that's kind of unfortunate, but it's cool. So I've been, they are alphabetized. It's just difficult. So I've been messing around the M and N section. So if you didn't realize, we've got a lot of M and N, except somehow Propaganda got in there. I'm not sure. But we had Mudhoney, Naked Ray Gun. What, we had Murphy's Law, that was an M. Who else did we have? I guess I went into P's too, because we got Public Image Limited and Psycho Tribe. But, yeah. I just wanted to, that was my process for finding the music today. It was just digging through, and then I would look at something, and then I would look at the review, and oh, so many of these reviews are just awesome. Like, from the 80s. I've totally read some on this show before, but, like, this one is from July 21st, 1986. Sweden's Answer to Rock and Roll. Check out the dress with the other colors inside. Anyway, I don't know. It's just fun. I would see a review and read it and be like, I should take a listen to this and see if I would want to play it on my show. You know, really trying to romanticize the life that is happening here, and wishing it was back the other way. I have now been rambling way too long, though, so we're gonna move it on to the next song. We've got the Push Twangers coming up next, so enjoy that, you guys. Yeah, here we are.
Bad in a storm, and the middle of the world. When I was just a little boy, my mama gave me a rocking horse. She said, ride! Old man Johnson's looking for me. I got the farmer's daughter on my knee.
Yeah.
There we go, Supersonic, the Mr. T Experience. I wanted to listen to that whole record before when I was in that room, the production room. But I couldn't. I had to choose one song. But it's funny because this album has a song with my name on it. And they're taking Ivy to see the Ramones. And they're taking Ivy to see Naked Ray Gun, which is funny because we just listened to Naked Ray Gun not even 10 minutes ago. Maybe it was 10 minutes ago. It was like 15 minutes ago. But nonetheless, still pretty cool. And I'm feeling pumped because I think I'm getting the hang of this fading in and out, switching it without messing everything up. So yes, the beginning may have been a bit rough, but you know what? I'm improving. And did you hear that? That was such a solid 3-record back and forth. So if I do say so myself, I'm a little bit proud, and I enjoyed that. So that, again, was Supersonic, the Mr. T Experience off of Big Black Bugs Bleed Blue Blood. What a tongue twister. And then it was Rodeo by the Naked Prey. And to start off that set, we had Push Twangers with Ticket to Paradise. Here we go again. So that was a lot of fun for me. I just feel giddy now after getting that right for once, which is nice. But we're going to do it again. And this one, we're going to do something different here. I found this house record in the back. So sit back and enjoy and actually dance around. Don't sit.
Thank you.
Come on, guys. Tell me that wasn't so fun. I had such a good time in here dancing around. You really could just listen to that stuff and not know how much time is going by. Because, I don't know. Because. Just because. Anyway. Wow, guys. Almost an entire hour has gone by. It's approximately 5:52 p.m. on a Thursday evening, the 10th of April. In case you didn't know that. Now you do. And yeah, I'm just super psyched to be back here playing music for you. I've only got a few more weeks left doing that, so make sure you tune in again next week. This has been an entire show of vinyl. First time for me. And honestly, quite a challenge. I liked it. It's almost harder to enjoy all the music when it's all vinyl because I'm distracted in prepping the next song. But definitely way more gratifying and super cool to explore the vinyl library that we have at WRUV. So thank you. I've got one more song for you guys, and then we'll wrap it up after that. This is, well, this is Nasty Habits with Can't Help Wondering. Let's hear it, you guys. Let's hear it. Tell your boyfriend that you're thinking of me. That's something that some idiot guy would say to another girl in an 80s movie. Anyway, that was Nasty Habits with Can't Help Wondering. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in, sticking with me throughout the beginning of that show when I had some technical difficulties. I had a ton of fun. I hope you did, too. It's about 6 p.m., so I'm going to hop off. But I'm Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain, and you're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Here's putting you back to automation. I don't think we've got Troll Detective next.